This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's the best of the best facing off. Can valedictorians beat Ravens?
Mia, congratulations on being our first valedictorian for Valedictorians Beat Raven.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you calling from? Where did you become valedictorian of? Give us all that info.
So I'm valedictorian of Oyster Bay High School.
Congratulations. What was your GPA? 17.96?
My GPA, we do a weighted GPA, so my GPA was 110.46.
It's like numbers you don't even like know exist when it comes to GPAs.
Well, here's the problem, Mia. All these questions aren't going to be about oysters. So it's me and you, head to head.
Hey, I'm ready.
Wait, so where are you going to school? What are you going to do next?
So I'm going to the University of Virginia, and I'm going to be studying pre-med.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
brilliant,
awesome.
Huh? Good luck to you.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks. Your parents must be so proud.
They are.
Yes. All right, so let's do this. You're going to be playing for a gift card, an Amazon gift card, which will probably buy you the first 15 pages of a textbook, and that's about it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Mia, here's the thing. I'm going to give you this gift card no matter what, but we're going to see who can get more questions right. These are all questions that I have found that a typical senior in high school should know the answer to, which in theory, Raven should know the answer to. But we'll see if that's true or not, okay?
Okay.
All right, number one, what is the longest side of a right triangle called?
The hypotenuse.
Number two, what is the chemical symbol for potassium?
P.
Number three, what is the process by which plants convert sunlight into energy?
Photosynthesis.
Number four, what is the value of X in the equation 2X plus 7 equals 21?
7.
Number five, in Macbeth, what prophecy do the witches give Macbeth?
Ooh, I don't know that one. The Crucible?
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Nice job, Mia.
Thank you.
Three out of five for Mia.
Okay, not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, what is the longest side of a right triangle called?
The longest side of a right triangle.
You think if you repeat it, you're going to know?
gosh. Yeah, I don't know. The right angle.
No. Hold on. How did you pronounce it, Mia? Because it's not how I was going to pronounce it.
The hypotenuse?
Yes. I was going to say the hypertenuse. Okay. So that's good.
Thank you. Right. The hippopotamus. Definitely. Got it.
Number two, what is the chemical symbol for potassium?
I mean, seriously, what are we doing here? What is this? P-O?
No. K.
All right.
Number three, what is the process by which plants convert sunlight into energy?
Photosynthesis.
This is the only one you ever know.
It's the only thing you know. I know that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number four, what is the value of X in the equation 2X plus 7 equals 21?
2X plus 7 equals 21. 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if you could tie Mia with this last one. Otherwise, she'll be our first winner of the week.
Okay.
In Macbeth, what prophecy do the witches give Macbeth?
Betrayal, right? No.
I'm shaking my head. You already know that's not the answer.
Nope. Yeah, I don't know.
That he will become the king of Scotland.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. Well, congratulations, Mia. You won 3-2, but you've got far bigger things to look forward to. Congratulations on all your success. We can't wait to see what you do.
Yay. Okay, great.
Good game, Mia, and good luck.
All this week, we'll have more valedictorians going head-to-head against Raven. And I have a feeling they're all going to end the exact same way.